Iceberg's been sighted, but too late for the Gotham Queen, I'm afraid. Activate the ice magnets. We'll pull her directly into our iceberg. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from Miss Glazier shortly. Thank you, Glazier. Good! The ship's almost against the iceberg. Get some more men. Go up the ice ladders. When the ship's secure, leap aboard. Isaacson's at the captain's table. Bring him back here. Victory at last. Soon I'll be able to cover the entire world with an instant ice cap. Your secret formula for frozen ice, Professor. That's what I want. Where is it? You mean it isn't written down? We'll see about that, Professor. Frosty, Chilblain. Dismantle this hideout. Remove all evidence of our ever having been here. We'll take this perverse professor back to Gotham City in the ice sun. I have a chilling scheme by which I'll not only gain my ends, but permanently deep freeze the dynamic duo. Go. Isolde, darling! I am going to take you with me. This little homing seal will come in quite handy in my little ice escapade. The jet nozzles in this collar keep me permanently in a sub-zero temperature, Glacier, and allow me to stay alive. But everyone functions better in a cool environment. Well, speaking of cool environments, Frosty, what is a thermometer read in a quick freezer? Professor Isaacson can't or won't reveal his secret formula to me. I'm freezing it out of him in a quick freezer. As soon as it's dark, I have a little errand for you to run. Nothing will happen until midnight, Glacier. But if Vane agrees to my terms and Batman and Robin deliver the money, everything's in the ice bag. And do I have a chilling clincher for the Cape Crusaders? We are about to remove the professor from the quick freezer now. Hello. Glacier? Glacier? What happened with this incident? Glacier, what happened? I was in the middle. Again? What is wrong with this instrument? This thing must be broken. Frosty! Chilblains! Remove the professor. He should be stone cold by now. You're not even chilly. Well, something will make a difference to you, Professor. I'm going to get this formula out of you one way or the other. Down. Get me my dry ice injector. Frosty! Chilblains! Force the Professor in a quick freezer. With his veins full of dry ice, something may happen. Glacier! It's just 1 minute to go. Let's warm this thing up. If you'll excuse the expression.
Switch it off. How could you have found us here? I have not yet called the Commissioner Gordon.
Phony!
It's the gun.
Excuse it. Iceman, to the attack!
Push him into the quick freezer with the professor!
Better yet, toss him into the vaporizing transparent pipe pump! Follow me, Iceman!
Now, Glacier! All I have to do is turn on the sub-zero temperature gauge. And when they've cooled down a little,
I will activate the vaporizing pipe pump and evaporate the Cape Double Crossers directly into the ice of the Bruce Wayne Ice Arena.
Imagine, Glacier, being able to do your famous waltzing arabesques directly on Batman and Robin. Behold, they are beginning to frost upon me.
As soon as that tube is completely frost-covered, which will mean that the Cape crackpots are ready and chilling, then I will activate this vaporizing pipe pump, and Batman and Robin will be a permanent part of the ice train upstairs. And I don't belong now.
Hey, the tube is completely frost-covered, so this is no time to get cold feet, Glacier. The countdown's over. Time for blast-off. And all the frosting in the tube with them. One moment masked metals, the next moment cold crepes, pumped like any other freezing mixture right into the ice rink upstairs. Take them out of the quick freezer once again, boys. Let's see if we're making any headway in that department. Well, Professor, I'm sure your native Iceland seldom has a temperature as low as that which is in my quick freezer.
What's the temperature?
200 degrees below zero. You think you could remember a little more of your secret formula now? Well, then perhaps another injection of dry ice might help. All right, come. Double crosses, all of them. Bruce Wayne, Batman, Robin. You met him earlier? Where? Alone? Picked up what, Glacier? Picked up what? So that's what was happening when all the time I thought this was broken. You know what you've done, don't you? Some music box which sang a song of underground hideouts beneath ice skating rinks. Bruce Wayne is no idiot. I'm sure he's worked out some clever scheme so that Batman and Robin can bring the professor back without paying any ransom. No. But if Bruce Wayne knows where I am, so does the police. And if the departed duo don't return... Yes, there's plenty and far safer ice floating in Gotham Harbor. Frosty, chilblains, take the professor back to the ice wagon. We are going in the ice sub to the hideout in Gotham Harbor. We'll demand a far greater ransom from the professor, or else I'll destroy all of Gotham City. We'll just have to sacrifice this altar. Just another expendable seal. Take him. Come on, Glacier. Glacier, take your choice. Your career
or me?
Fine, boys. Our ice magnets have attracted every iceberg from the South Pole to the Arctic Circle. Now no one will be able to tell which is our iceberg. Now, Professor, how are you doing?
How does this work?
How does this formula work? Poor Professor Isaacson will become rich Professor Isaacson, Glacier. If we can put his secret formula to use for our own gains, we'll all be rich. The world will be yours, Glacier. Of course, don't you see the potential? The Kremlin will be a cold water flat in a second. The White House, an icebox. We would control everything from cold cream to cold wars. And all the lovely ice in the world will sparkle on your fingers and dangle from your ears. No, Glacier, I mean ice, like in icing. That secret formula will be the frosting on the cake. And the cake will be the universe. Go, Glacier.